I'm excited to introduce you to Bloom, an audio erotica platform with over 1,000 stories, guides, and audiobooks. If you like the content here, you'll love this platform. They have something for literally every mood. They put an emphasis on consent, ethical sex, and aftercare in all of their stories. Creating an account is free. Just visit bloomstories.com and sign up. If you want to upgrade your subscription, use promo code GIRLONTHENET to save up to 70%.
This is Short and Sweet, a quick sex story to pass the time. I don't want you to show me how best to make you come today. Today I want to enjoy the exploration. To take your dick into my mouth and have you moan one way or sigh another, so I can use those hot sounds to feel my way towards your climax. You can put my hands on you if you like, but I'd rather explore you myself, gripping your ass just so as I shove you harder into me at the perfect angle. I like to learn, to find out by trial, error, and eventually success. Sometimes instruction is hot, when you're standing over me, your solid cock in one hand and a chunk of my hair in the other. It's hot when I feel you moving me with the right speed and rhythm, choking me slightly, pulling back, ordering me to suck just the tip, exactly how you like it. But right now I want to take things at a different pace, my pace. I'd like to spit on your dick and lube it up ever so slowly with my lips. Run my tongue round the edge and feel it twitch as I get to the sensitive part. I want to move you. And when you're good and wet and desperate to come, I want to slide ever so slowly down onto you, holding your wrists with my hands so you can't touch me. So you just have to wait as I inch ever so slowly down the length of your cock. So I can pause halfway and look at your face, dark and angry with need. I know you're impatient. I love that you're impatient. I love being able to make you patient. 1 inch from the bottom, a few seconds from that delicious moment when I sit fully down onto your dick, I will teach you patience. Lifting myself up and listening to you groan because you didn't get quite fully inside. I love that groan. That groan means you're nearly done with my turn and you're sick of trying to be patient. Because the best thing of all is when you fail. And when, despite my weak efforts to pin you down, you fight free and break away from my grip and put your big hands on my hips and pull me down, shoving me deliciously down the full length of your cock. And I lean forward, defeated, and bury my face in your neck as you fuck me. If you liked that, you can find more audio porn at girlonthenet.com/audioporn, or please come and help me make more of it by supporting me on Patreon, patreon.com/girlonthenet.